Okay. Fine. So we're up to the bracha of Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach. Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach. Which means that Hashem gives strength, Koyach, La Yo'ev, to the people who are weary, to the people who are tired. Now this is very interesting, that the Gemara in Brachas, and of Samach Amadeis, that quotes all the Birchas HaShachar, does not say anything about this bracha. Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach. In the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah, this bracha does not appear. It's not in the Gemara, not in the Rambam. So what exactly is the source of this bracha that we say, together with all the other brachas in the morning? So the Tur in Simen Mem Vav says, after he lists the other brachas, he says, Oid bracha achas. There is another bracha, Oid bracha achas yesh, p'sidure Ashkenaz. And the Sidurim from Ashkenaz, they have another bracha that's not mentioned in the Gemara, not mentioned in the Rambam. So he says that the bracha is Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach, and that's what we say it from these Sidurei Ashkenaz that the Torah brings down. Lamaisa, if you look there in the Beis Yosef on the Torah, in Simen Mem Vav, Beis Yosef says, Eini Yodea, I don't understand, Eich Hayarishus L'Shum Adam L'Sakna, Acharei Shaloi Nizkara B'Talmud. If this bracha is not mentioned in the Gemara, so who exactly was this person who came up and said, let's be mechaber a new bracha. Hashem gives strength to the weary, so let's make a bracha. And I say, I don't know who had rishus to do that. Not only does the Beis Yosef ask this as a question in the Tur, but in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Beis Yosef himself, when he passed in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Vav, Siv Vav, where he's talking about the Birchas HaShachar, he says, Yesh noyagin levarech hanaisein layoev koyach. Some have the minute to say the bracha hanaisein layoev koyach, the ein divrehem nirim. And it doesn't seem correct, which means that the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, is passing for us that one should not say the bracha in the morning, hanaisein layoev koyach. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the ein divrehem nirim. However, the Ramah already writes, we don't have to get nervous, the Ramah already writes, ach haminig pashut b'vnei ha-ashkenazim lo'oimu. That the minig is in all the b'nei ashkenaz that we do say the bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah confirms that this is our minig. All the Achrayim say like this. Mishnah Berurah right over there in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph says Kein Iskimu Achrayim like the Rama that we do say. So those who do say Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach should continue to say it. B'shem Malchus, the full bracha, because even though the Beis Yosef says I don't know who could have made it up, but the Ma'aseh the Rama says that's our minig. Now what is the Pshat Taka? What's the answer to the Beis Yosef's kasha? That how could someone have made it up? So the Bach says, Bach is also on the tour. The Bach right there says that it's not a pshat that someone after the times of the Gemara made up this bracha. But like many Gemaras, you find that there was a shaila how your goyris in the Gemara. Some people had this girsa, Rashi has this girsa, Tosis has another girsa. So the Bach says that the Sidurei Ashkenaz, those people who said Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach, it's because they had a girsa in the Gemara that said Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach. Now it's very interesting because in our Gemaras it doesn't say Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach, but the Bach is saying that there were Rishonim that had this girsa Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach. And that's what our minig is based on. Now the Bach is metzayin to look at the smag. Smag stands for Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. It's one of the Rishonim, one of the Bali Tosfos, Rav Moshe Mikutzi. He wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in his day it was called the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But then later on, someone else wrote another Sefer HaMitzvahs that was much more condensed, called the Sefer Mitzvahs Katzer. That's called the Smak, also one of the Rishonim. So once that was called the Sefer Mitzvahs Katzer, so they called this the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. So that was the smag. Smag was one of the Bali Tosfos. And he's actually the grandson of another famous of the Bali Tosfos. Tosfos often quotes a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Chaim Kohen, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. That was the grandfather of the smag. The smag quotes him very, very often in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. Things from his grandfather, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. But I'll call upon him a little bit of a history lesson. But the smag says in Mitzvah Saseh, Chav Zayin. So the Smag says over there as follows, and the Bach brings this down. Garsinon beperek haroya, the Gemara in Brachos, we have a girsan, the Gemara in Brachos, that when a person wakes up in the morning, he should say Alakai Neshama, he should say Netilas Kedayim, Asher Yatzar, and he goes through the whole thing, Pakeh Achavrim, Matir Asurim. He says, Vehanoitein Layoiv Koyach, Vamavishayna Meinoi. Mefurish, he's talking about Garsinon beperek haroya, the girsan that we have, and he includes there, Hanisein Layoiv Koyach. So not only does he talk about this bracha, but it's also clear that he had that kirsa, even though we don't have it in our Gemara, but it seems exactly like the Bach says, that some Rishonim do have that kirsa in the Gemara. So Al Kapanim, some people who go with the Shulchan Aruch, the Sfaradim, may omit the bracha of Hanisein La Yo'ev Koyach. However, the minig of all B'nai Ashkenaz, and that's the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that's the minig, these days is to taka, say the bracha of Hanisein Layoev Koyach like we do. So that's a little bit the historical background of Hanisein Layoev Koyach. Lamaisa Lagabita Etzem Nusach HaBracha, so the source of the Nusach that we say that Hashem gives strength to the weary, Hanisein Layoev Koyach, that's from a Pasuk in Yeshayah. Pasuk in Yeshayah, Kapitel Mem, Pasuk Choftes. It's a famous Pasuk, first of all, it's a Haftarah, and Haftarah, beginning of the Haftarah, Pashas Lech Lecha. We have this Haftarah, it's more famous for the Koyve Hashem Yechlifu Koyach. But right before that, it says there that Hashem is Hanoisein, Hashem is Noisein Layoev Koyach. Noisein Layoev Koyach, Lubein Oinem Otzma Yaveh. The Pasuk says that Hashem is Noisein Layoev Koyach. Hashem gives Koyach to the weary people. It's also a little famous because in the Zmiris of Shabbos, in Yom Shabbos and English Koyach, we say, Baruch Hanoisein Layoev Koyach also. And that's based on that Pasuk. Hanoisein Layoev Koyach, that Hashem gives strength to those who are weary. The Pasuk is in Yeshayah, Kapitel Mem, Pasuk Choftes. Now the word Yo'ef, Vayo'ef Koyach, means someone who's tired. It's very similar to the word in modern Hebrew, which we say means tired, which is Oyef, Ayin Yud Fei. Switch around the Yud and the Ayin, Yo'ef and Oyef, and the truth is that these words are really synonymous. You find that sometimes with Sharashim, that it switches around the order of a letter, Keves and Kesev, and other such examples, and Oyef and Yo'ef really mean the same thing. So the Pasuk says, Hanoisein Layo'ef Koyach, it really is as if it says that Hashem gives koyach to Oyef, to someone who's very tired. Now, why do we say this in the morning when we just woke up? So the Torah says over there in Simen Mem Vav, when he says the Sidurei Ashkenaz have this bracha, so he explains that the bracha is thanking Hashem for the fact that we give Hashem a pikadon at night, as we've mentioned before numerous times. We give Hashem our weary neshama at night, and our neshama is tired after a long, difficult day. And then Hashem returns us our neshama in the morning, all refreshed and all rested. And that happens every single day. A person is tired, and then he goes to sleep at night, and then he wakes up with newfound koyches. So we say to Hashem in the morning, we give shevach vaidah to Hashem, that Hashem is noisein layoev koyach, that it's a very unusual thing. Usually, when you give someone a pikadon, the Torah brings this from a medrash, that when you give someone a pikadon, it usually comes back in worse condition than you gave it him, right? It's a little dusty, a little bit used, and so it could be scratched. But that's the normal derech by Basar Vadam. But by Hashem, it's the exact opposite. We give him the pikadon, and with all its damages and all its problems and its weariness and fatigue and everything like that. And then Hashem comes and gives us back a new, fresh neshama in the morning. So that's what we thank Hashem when we say, that Hashem gives this the weary people and this weary neshama, Hashem gave the koyach to be refreshed and rested to start the new morning. Okay, then after Noisein Layoev Koyach comes the final bracha of the Birchas HaShachar, which starts, Hamavir, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hamavir Sheino Me'einoi, Usnuma Me'af HaPoi. Hashem removes sleep, Sheino Me'einoi, from my eyes, Usnuma, which is also a type of sleep, slumber, Me'af HaPoi, from my eyelids. Hamavir Sheino Me'einoi, Usnuma Me'af HaPoi. Hashem removes sleep from my eyes, and Tenuma from my eyelids. Now this is based on a Pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei uses this terminology. Kapitel Vav, Pasuk Dalet. Says there in Mishlei, the Pasuk is saying that a person shouldn't be so lazy. And it says, Al titen sheina le'inecha, usnuma le'afapecha. You shouldn't give so much sleep to your eyes, and tenuma to your eyelids. The person shouldn't sleep so much, you shouldn't be so lazy. He should make sure to do everything that he has to do. So based on this pasuk that the Torah is telling you not to do, al titein sheina le'inecha usnuma le'afapecha, so that's where we get this terminology, hamavir sheina me'inoi, that Hashem removes the sheina from our eyes, and tenuma from our eyelids. Now what's exactly the difference, l'gabi pshat in that pasuk in Mishlei, l'gabi pshat in our bracha here, the difference between sheina and tenuma? It could be a poetic thing that we're saying both words for sleep, but usually in Lashon Kodesh, if the words are two different words, like Shein and Tenuma, they have a different mashmos, and the Malbim is the first place to look by these types of things, because the Malbim always says the exact Shinuyim between the different words. So the Malbim in Mishlei over there, Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet, says as follows, that Sheina, the word Sheina means sleeping for a long time, Sheina Kavua, it says. Sheina's keva, like a person, a regular sleep, like a person sleeps through the night, that's called Sheina. Tenuma means Sheina's Aroi, which means a short nap. A person takes a 20-minute nap in the middle of the day, puts his head down on a shtender, or he lays down even in a bed, but it's a short nap, so that's something that's called Tenuma. Sheina is a longer nap, and longer sleep, and Truma is a short nap. The truth is that the Gra, as the Pirush HaMishlei also, the Vilna Gaon, over there in that Pasuk, says a little more than that, that there's actually a qualitative difference as well between Shena and Tanuma. It's not just that Shena is for a long time and Tanuma is for a short time. It's a different type of sleep, a different madrega of sleep. Shena means a deep sleep, no matter how long it is. A person is in a deep sleep. That's regular sleep. That's what's called Shena. Tanuma is the status that if someone is in when he dozes off. He's like in the middle of listening to a shir, and he dozes off. That's Tanuma. That's not a deep sleep. That's a Tanuma, like the Gemara says in Psachim, Taf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, that the person is sometimes called Misnamnim. That's the Gemara Psachim Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, and other places as well, that a person is Misnamnim. What's Misnamnim? That if you would call his name, he would answer you. Because like he's around, but he's just not 100% with the program. You know, he's not 100% concentrating, he's not thinking in Svara, but he's someone that if you call his name, he'll come. He'll answer. So again, Shena, according to the Malbim, means a long sleep, and Tanuma is a short sleep. Gra says a little differently, that Shena is a deep sleep, and Tanuma is more of a, is like in the status of dozing off. Al Kapanim, so when we, the Gra says actually, that's why Tanuma is associated with the eyelids. Because it's not like your eyes are sleeping, like the whole body is sleeping a regular deep sleep. It's just like his eyelids droop and it's covering his eyes and he's able to doze off a little bit. But it's a chitzoniistic sleep. It's a very superficial sleep. So al-pizeh, the pasuk means like this, the pasuk yemishli. Al-titein shena le'inecha, don't sleep so much in such a deep sleep. And also, even tenuma la'afapecha, even like a short nap or even a sleep of dozing off, don't do that too much either, because you have a lot to accomplish. It's like we say in the Gemara, lo'izu afzu. Not only this, but even that. Like don't do such a shena, such a deep sleep, but even dozing off, even a small sleep, a person shouldn't do that as well. So similarly, in our bracha over here, what are we saying? We're thanking Hashem, Hamavir Sheinome Enoy, Usnomome Achapoy. What we're thanking Hashem is really for two aspects. First of all, that He took us out of our deep sleep of the night. When a person sleeps through the night, whatever it is, 6, 7, 8 hours, and he sleeps through the night, so he's in a Sheina. And Hashem was Ma'avir Sheinome Enoy. And in addition to that, Hashem took away even the lower level of sleep, Loizu Afzu. Not only did Hashem take away the Shena, but He also took away the Tanuma and made us fully awake, that a person is totally wide awake in the morning. That's because Hashem took away not only the level of Shena, but also the level of Tanuma. And some say that it actually goes the Madregas when a person wakes up, so he's out of his Shena now, but he's still a little bit weary in the morning. You know, he still has to, takes him a few minutes maybe to get out of bed. So he's in a level of tenuma like someone who dozed off. But Hashem takes him out of the Shena, takes him out of the Snuma, and makes sure that gives him the koyach to be totally awake to start the day. That's the pshat and the bracha here based on this pasuk of Mishlei, Hamavir Sheino Merinoi Usnuma Me'afapoi. Now it wouldn't be proper to stop over here because the next words is actually a continuation of the same bracha. The next words are Vihira Tzaymu Fanech. In some Siddurim, it looks like it starts on a different line, it looks like it's a different bracha. In the newer Siddurim, more Meduyik Siddurim, they put it together, because it's really all the same bracha. Vihira Tzayn Mulfanecha, and may it be the will, may it be your will, Hashem. Elikeinu v'lekei aviseinu. So this is a hemshich. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Mem Vav, Sif Aleph, that a person should not say Amen to that bracha. When the Chazan says these brachas out loud, he doesn't end off this bracha out loud. He usually says Baruch Atah Hashem in order that you should answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and then he continues quietly so a person shouldn't make a mistake to say Amen. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein la'anois Amen, achar ha'mavi shein Amenoi, ad she'yachtoim ha'gimel chasadim tovim la'amo Yisrael. Until you actually sign off the bracha at the very end, ha'gimel chasadim tovim la'amo Yisrael, she'akol bracha achasi, because it's all one big bracha. Even though it starts with Hamavir Sheina Me'enai, that Hashem removes the sleep from our eyes, and it gets into all different types of things, still it's really all one big bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the tour over there in Simen Mem Vav adds that that's why we say the Nusach Vihi Ratzayin with the Vav. Usually a Vav is a connection. It's not like a new thing. Vihi Ratzayin Mufanecha, like a new Tfilat Hashem. No, Vihi Ratzayin Mufanecha, it's a continuation of that bracha. Just like we mentioned similarly, if you remember, at Birchas HaTorah, after we say La'asek B'divrei Torah, so we say V'harev No Hashem Elokeinu. We say with the Vav, the Poiskim, and the Simen after this, Simen Mem Zayin, which talks about Birchas HaTorah, say over there, it's a Shulchan Aruch and Sif Vav, said it in Ramah as well, that a person should say Vav, Vaharev Na, because Vaharev is actually a continuation of the bracha of last week with Divrei Seir. Spoke about that by Berachas HaTorah. Similarly over here, Hamavish, Eino Meinoi, Usnuma Me'efa, Boi V'yira Tzayim L'Fanecha, it's together, it's all part of the same bracha. Now, what could possibly be the shaykhs between this bracha and V'yira Tzayim L'Fanecha? By Berachas HaTorah, if you remember, we explained it a little bit, what could be the shaykhs La'asek V'Divrei Seir. After we say Lasleip B'Divrei Seir, then we talk about the Torah being sweet. We had a shtickle pshat back then. But over here, what's the pshat? It's a little strange. This is a thanking Hashem, that Hashem removes the sleep from our eyes. Usnuma me'af apoy, he takes away the truma from our eyelids. And then we start a whole thing here at Samu Fanecha, that Hashem should make us ragil in Torah, tagilina b'sarasecha, he should attach us to all the mitzvahs and the Eitzah Toiv, and all good things. So what does that have to do with Hashem taking away our sleep from our eyes? So I found one of the Mefarshim discusses this, and it's in the Sidur HaGra. Sidur HaGra is written not by the Gra, but Talmidim of the Gra, and it's called Isha Yisrael, the Sidur HaGra. There's a few Sidur HaGra, but one of the Sidur HaGra is called Isha Yisrael, and there's a Pirush called Siach Yitzchak. Siach Yitzchak is one of the Talmidim of the Gra. And then the Siach Yitzchak, he says as follows. The reason why we say V'hira Tzayim, that this is a continuation of the bracha of Amav Yishayin HaMeinoi, is because of a big yisoid, which is HaKol HaLech Achar HaAscholah. HaKol HaLech Achar HaAscholah. Everything depends on the beginning. When we want to know how your day is going to look, it all depends on the beginning of the day. If a person starts his day on the right foot, spiritually, he does the right things, he wakes up for Shachris, he gets there on time, and he starts the day off on the right foot, everything follows. For Seder is good, Shir is good, everything is good, Mincha is good. If a person starts off on the right foot, that's the start for having a good day. Hoylechu mischazik ma'alo ma'alo. Person goes from doing one good thing to the next. And he says, v'chein la'epa chas v'shalom. It's the same thing, chas v'shalom, by the opposite. If a person starts off on the wrong foot, he oversleeps. So now he's late for his chavrusa in the morning. Now he doesn't understand the shir. Now he can't chaz in the shir. And on, everything deteriorates. That's the derech ha'olam when it comes to avodas Hashem. If a person has a good start, then he's headed in the right direction. If not, So his day does not look so good. So that's what the Siach Yitzchak says over here. And he says, Memela, that's why these two brachas have a connection. Because Hamavir Sheino Me'inoi means that Hashem helped make us wide awake. He took away our sleep. Now, that's the first thing when a person is wide awake after he has his senses. And this bracha is discussing this aspect, that Hashem took away our sleep, and he took away our slumber, he took away the Sheina and the Tnuma, all the levels of Sheina. And now we're wide awake. When a person now, his mind is wide awake, that's when he starts setting plans for the day. That's when new ideas enter his mind, and he's ready to start the day. So right away when that happens, when we thank Hashem for the first thing that he did to us that day, which was waking us up, before he dressed us, now the sharum and pakeh achivim, all that, the first thing was, Amav Yishayin HaMeinu Yisnumam Yafapoy. So that first thing we mentioned right after thanking Hashem for the first thing in the morning, right away we start begging Hashem for all the important things, that he should make us ragel and Torah, and he should attach us to Abkeinu B'mitzvah Secha, he should attach us to the mitzvahs and to the Yetzah Toiv, and we shouldn't fall into the Yetzah Hara, because we're begging Hashem to give us a good first part of the day. We should have a great start to the day, because once we have a great start, everything is heading in the right direction. So dafke after we mention Hamavir Sheino Me'inoi Usnumam Yafapoy as a hemshach to that bracha, without a hefsek of a main, without any hefsek bechlal, we start V'hira Tzayim Lefanecha. And now that our mind is clear, now that you woke us up from the Sheina and from the Truma, so please Hashem, make sure that our initial thoughts in the day should be in the right direction and with the right priorities. And a person should focus on Torah and mitzvahs, and that'll get him set straight for the day. And then his first Seder will be good, his Shul will be good, he'll be able to have a good day of Torah and Avodas Hashem. Now, of course, a person has to wake up in the morning on time in order to get to shul to say this bracha and to say this yiratzen. And if he wants to say it with kavana, he might have to wake up a little earlier. So yes, a person does have to do the first step. But as we make the brachas here in shul, we're talking about still the first part of our day, the first few hours of the day, where a person is formulating his plans for the day and the ideas that come into his mind. So right away, as he's standing in shachris, saying to Hashem that you woke me up and now you gave me a clear mind, and I say la'yayif koyach, you refreshed me, then comes Hamav Yishayin HaMeinu Yisnumam Yafapoy, that you took away my sleep and my truma, that now I'm able to have my full senses and be totally awake. So right away in that same bracha we say, V'yira Tzayim Lefanecha, that it should be Hashem's will, that He should give us a good Hatzchala to the day, in order that we should continue having a good and accomplishing day in Torah and here in Shemayim.